Hello and welcome again to Studies in the Gospels, right here on the Gospel Radio Network. My name is Chris McAuley, your host for this program, and this is a program where each week we examine the life of Christ as we find in the four Gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Today we are beginning a new section of our study as we look at Jesus' last days with his apostles. Now, today we are going to be looking at the preparation for the Passover. Now, this is found in Mark chapter 14, verses 12 through 17, which we'll use for our text today. The parallel accounts are in Matthew 26, verses 17 through 20, and Luke chapter 22, verses 7 through 14. Now let's go to Mark 14, verses 12 through 17. Now on the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare that you may eat the Passover?" And he sent out two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him. Wherever he goes in, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is the guest room in which I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room, furnished and prepared. There, make ready for us." So his disciples went out and came into the city and found it just as he had said to them, and they prepared the Passover. In the evening, he came with the 12. Now the chief priest and the scribes have been plotting to arrest and kill Jesus. And now the opportunity to accomplish this has been set before them. Judas has come into their midst and asked them how much they would pay him to deliver Jesus to them. For 30 pieces of silver, Judas will now look for an opportunity to turn Jesus over to the Jewish leaders. We are now less than 2 days from Jesus' arrest. But Jesus still has some things which he must accomplish before he allows himself to be taken by evil men. Now let's begin today by considering the preparations for the Passover. Verse 12. Now on the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare that you may eat the Passover?" So it is now the day to make preparations for the Passover feast. This would have likely been on Wednesday. Though the first day of unleavened bread was to be on Thursday, according to Exodus chapter 12 and verse 6, the lamb was to be sacrificed on the 14th day, which was Wednesday. Notice Exodus chapter 12 and verse 6. "Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. The disciples asked Jesus, "Where do you want us to go and prepare that you may eat the Passover?" Jesus responded in verse 13. He sent out two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him." So Jesus then would send two of the disciples into the city to find a man carrying a jug of water. This was apparently an unusual occurrence. Most of the scholars note that it was the women who would normally be the ones to carry the water. So it would be somewhat unusual to see a man carrying the water. For the disciples to see a man carrying a water jug would be something that would be very obvious and something that would catch their attention. Now Jesus gives further instruction in verse 14. "Wherever he goes in, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is the guest room in which I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' They were to follow the man to the house he was going to." Jesus tells the disciples to tell the owner of the house that they are in need of a guest room. And it would be in this room that the preparations could be made for the observance of the Passover. Verse 15. "Then he will show you a large upper room, furnished and prepared. There, make ready for us." Now what we are seeing here is that Jesus is still in full control of the situation and the circumstances at hand. This declaration by Jesus about the room is very similar to the preparations Jesus made about the colt of a donkey being ready for his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. All things had been left ready for Jesus and his purposes. Now, some individuals might be tempted to think that things are beginning to spiral out of control and that Jesus is going to be overwhelmed over the next period of hours. But the fact is, nothing could be further from the truth. Jesus is in full control of everything taking place and those things that are about to take place. We do not have the will of man overriding the will of God in these events. Man could do absolutely nothing to Jesus if Jesus chose otherwise. We have seen this truth earlier in the gospel accounts, where we would learn that it was not Jesus' time yet when the people would come to arrest him or kill him. All of this was done according to the foreknowledge and plan of God. The Apostle Peter, on the day of Pentecost, After Jesus had ascended back to the Father following his resurrection, would point out to the people that this was done with the foreknowledge and purpose of God. Listen to Acts 2, verses 22 and 23. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death. Now, back in our text, notice verse 16. So his disciples went out and came into the city and found it just as he had said to them, and they prepared the Passover. All of the things that Jesus said would occur took place just as Jesus had foretold. The scene was set for the observance of the supper as they arrived. In verse 17 it says, in the evening he came with the 12. It would now be Thursday evening, and we will continue with these events, if the Lord wills, next week. The darkest hour in the history of man is rapidly approaching. Jesus is fully in control of the situation, but oh, the weight of his foreknowledge of what was going to take place. It should cause us to greatly appreciate even more the love and the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior. I hope you'll join me next week as we continue to look at these events. Remember, this program will be replayed this evening at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it will be posted to the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in a day or so. So, until we meet again, this is Chris saying so long, have a great day, and may God bless you.